go out there at the ditch and rake the ditch, mm-hmm. and they'd rake them out. So then these buyers, you know, well, they come in with maybe 25, 30 pounds or whatever, maybe a half a sack, I don't know. But anyway, when I got into this here bait business, I had to send $3 to this company in order to get the formula how to preserve your bait. And after you have sent $15 or $20 of bait in, they return your $3. That was in order to keep the children out, the kids, see, that, well, they didn't want no 2 pounds or 5 pounds, they didn't want a monkey. Mm-hmm. So I shipped out 8 bushel of frogs, and that was the only shipment. I come up here at the railroad station, the station agent lived right in here in this big white house here, and he said, I come in around the back of the station there, the door was on the lock, so I had to come in the office there. He said, what do you got? I said, 8 bushel of frog. 8 bushel of frog? He said, you're a liar. Boy, he was one of these cocky guys, you know. 8 bushel of frog. I said, get that door open, hurry up. I said, I want to get them frogs out of there. Are they alive? I said, no, they ain't alive. They're sleeping.
Did you ever eat frog legs?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, that's a delicacy, you know. My folks would eat it, but I would.
No. Those are bigger frogs than you.
Oh, yeah. Boy, you get legs like that, man, I'm telling you.
What do you call that kind of frog, big frog?
Oh, that's a meat frog. What they call a meat frog, and you see, like like I had, they'd stretch out, oh, maybe like that. See, well, that's a bait frog.
Is that the kind that you're supposed to get warts from?
No, that's a toad.
Oh.
No, these are grass frogs.
I see.
And the real name is a leopard frog.
Mm-hmm.
Leopard. See, that's why they're spotted. Mm-hmm. Understand? And you see, I used to buy frogs, be a frog buyer, and then of course all these small ones and so on, well then I'd sort them out. This company in Port Huron, Michigan, they would pay $1 a pound for fish worms, $1 a pound for grasshoppers. Now they send me a letter. They send me a letter that in regard, what one could do, you could do. And in regard to that one letter, there was a couple of young men that knew about this company,
mm-hmm.
and they sent a what they call a SOS, a mm-hmm. fast letter, you know, to this here company, and wanted immediate answer. What did they pay for grasshoppers? These here kids, they knew their stuff. They had a Jeep, and they made some mm-hmm. kind of an outfit on the front with a canvas front.
Or just collect them.
Went right through the fields. Wheel right through the fields. And they shipped in 800 pounds.
Oh.
And at $1 a pound. Now to come back. Now in regard, I never knew anything about this here company. And there's a place out here, you probably wouldn't know, and maybe you would. Cameron Estate.
No.
At the county line north to the river.
Right on the river.
Right on the river.
The river is the county line.
Yeah, that's county line, and you go right north to the river. All right. I was out there one time,